What's up, everybody? Ashley here, and thank you for joining me on another episode of Love Me. So I want to make this as conversational as possible, even though this is one-sided. What is giving yourself grace? What does that look like to you? What it doesn't look like is beating yourself up when something doesn't go as planned. What it doesn't look like is holding on to things of the past and other people's emotions. What it looks like is having emotional intelligence for situations for yourself, for other people, and being realistic, looking at people in a humanistic form, you know, not putting people on this pedestal or yourself and having, we can have expectations, but if we don't make that mark, it's cool. We're human. Small wins, small victories, baby. I looked up what grace is. Having grace for yourself is giving yourself the permission to forgive your mistakes, any lapses in judgment, any hurtful behavior, because no one's perfect. And it shows up all the time. We see these hashtags and inspirational quotes about giving grace. But honestly, that is one of the fewest quotes I've actually seen lately about giving grace. A lot of them are super motivational and super positive. Giving yourself grace isn't about being positive. It's about being realistic. We're human. And grace is that gift that's offered to us, you know, by source, by God. We need to give ourselves grace. We need to take the moment to breathe and pause. With giving ourselves grace, I noticed that something that we don't too often do. We are so quick to forgive other people. It's like we don't forgive ourselves. And there's really nothing to forgive ourselves for. Now, sometimes there is, but simple mistakes, you have to give yourself grace. And I get it. Like, it's not the easiest thing to do, but shoot, we're making it through a pandemic. The fact that you've made it to where you are today, you might not be in the place that you want to be. We might not be in a $50 million home that used to be owned by Jennifer Lopez, Katy Perry, or whoever. As far as our goals, and whether they be personal, professional, spiritual, we have to give ourselves grace because we may not make it to that point where we want to, where we're expecting. Where I wanted to be today is not where I expected myself to be, but I am further. So it's about gratitude. It's about giving yourself grace. It's about finding things that serve you, among other things. And the reason we're talking about this, like I said, is because throughout this process of better me, better you, better we, I noticed that many of us, we're just so hard on ourselves. It sucks. Like, we are our own worst critic. And I know I am. I'm harder on myself than anybody else. And think about all the crap that you said to yourself, the negative self-talk, the judgment. Now, would you say all of that to your loved ones, to your brother, your sister, mother, father, best friend, those who are closest to you? Now, if they're not close to you, we ain't talking about that right now. But those friends and loved ones that are close to us. Now, there comes a time and a place when we're giving them, you know, honesty. However, when it comes to grace, we give them a lot of grace. We give them a lot of forgiveness, especially if it's been a long journey. Shoot, the longest journey we've had is with ourselves. You know, and that also the connection that we had to our mothers in the womb and other things of that nature. But that connection, that relationship that we have with ourselves, because it's constant and we're constantly judging and questioning ourselves and replaying the past and doing all these things, flip-flopping and not using the rearview mirror. We are using a full-size mirror and skip a mirror. I'm about to cuss. We are out here with all the windows open on our computer. Every single window. Just looking. Oh, let me go to this window. Oh, I was looking at this last week. Oh, I was looking at this last year. And that's not serving us. So that's one of those things like corner store convenience. We're putting these things in our basket and bringing these things in the past that don't serve us. We give our loved ones grace because we know they're human. And no one's perfect, so we really don't need to be that hard on ourselves. At the core, we're good. We are people. We deserve good things. And nothing is permanent. So if we don't get one thing done at that particular moment, it may not be a permanent issue. It's temporary. And give yourself grace. Things we have no control over, outside entities, other people, don't stress it. Like, don't. People are going to take things personally. People are going to experience and interpret things differently. You know, everybody's level of emotional intelligence and emotional availability is different. So save yourself some grace for yourself. Be present. And us looking back at the past and holding on to it, it does nothing for us. We are here carrying this bag of the past, and it just keeps getting heavier and heavier on our shoulders. And now you sit, it's like, damn, my neck and my back. Like, we are out here struggling, and we are adding this weight on that we don't need to add on. If you give yourself grace and forgive yourself, and you're like, you know what? It's not saying that you're judging that moment to that the fullest extent, but it's giving yourself some leeway. Okay, I didn't get this accomplished the way I wanted to. It got done, but I could do better. Okay, reflect on it. Boom, come back harder. We've just got to let some things go. In one of the past episodes, LIG, Let It Go, we talk about letting it go, letting things go that don't serve you, letting things go that we can't control. And it's hard, because when we go through trauma, it's hard to let those things go, because we don't know all the practices of mindfulness and all the practices of self-love and not getting upset and letting things go. We grow as we go. And we might not learn every lesson every single second. Just the other day, I was at the store with someone, and I found myself getting too turned up when I was triggered. I'm not going to go into what triggered me, but I was triggered from something from my past, and all these things hopped in and out of my bag. Boop, boop, boop. This thought, this thought weighed me down. And, you know, it brought me to my lower self. And it happened so fast. I was like, dang, Ashley, you're on this path to your higher self, setting and achieving goals. And then you push yourself 10 steps back. And I was so upset, because before I even knew it, I had just went 0 to 100 real quick. And I was like, damn, you could do better. And in that moment, I had to pause. The person with me, she was like, hey, calm down, relax. Like, I've seen this before. This, you're triggered by something. And it was something so small. And I had to really come back. And as embarrassed as I was, like, I was embarrassed, sad, frustrated, just a lot. But after that good talk and some deep breathing, lots of deep breathing, because breathing can help us reset. We're not going to get into that today. But I came back and I pushed through that moment. Aside from giving ourselves grace, the next state of grace should be placed with our loved ones. For this, it's where I've had the greatest epiphany, especially when it comes to generational trauma. So generational trauma is, I'm not going to say it's new, but a lot of us with the rise of mental health awareness and being present and just knowing self, knowing thyself as a whole, we are realizing what it is. We're realizing that the things that come from our past and our family's past and generations, it's crazy. You know, we have family heirlooms. We have physical things that get handed down to us from generation to generation. But generational trauma is also one of those things that's passed down too. It can also be called intergenerational trauma, transgenerational trauma. And what we know is just, it's not the trauma that we just singularly experience. It's the trauma that our parents and our grandparents have experienced, and it gets passed down. You know, things like limiting beliefs, things like ideals and how we perceive life, how we perceive our experiences, and it affects our perception, right? It can be something super small. It can be something that surfaces through different nuances. And it's not always purposefully taught. It's inadvertently taught, you know, because the things that we know today are evolutions of the things of yesterday and the things of the past, like 100 years ago, 50 years ago. And the things that we're going to see 100 years from now and where we're going to advance in life, it's going to be different. So there will be things that can get passed down from our generations to our children, to our grandchildren. It's partially being mindful. It's partially teaching your kids to be themselves. But let's get back to generational trauma. Let's really look at it and examine our personal lives. It's us looking inward. So we got shit from our parents or whoever raised us, right? And our parents got shit from our grandparents or whoever raised them, and our grandparents from our great grandparents, and so on and so forth. And through all of that, did you hear me say anything about grace? No. No, I didn't. We should definitely be more forgiving sometimes. Not all the damn time. I have a friend whose mom had a rough time growing up and feeling abandoned and being neglected and not having love all the time, not having certain things and being in a certain environment. All of those unmet needs present themselves in their inner child, which doesn't go away when our parents have children. That's hard, I understand, with, you know, the different generations and culturally as well. Like I said, those unmet needs, they don't go away when our parents have children. We all, even as adults today, whether you're 50, 100, we have an inner child, right? And I hear some of y'all right now talking about, so I got my shit too. And you're right. However, we're all humans and we should be extended a certain amount of grace, patience, and forgiveness. Back to the human part. We all make mistakes when we're out here. We're all learning how to do things the best way we feel. Let me let that marinate. The best way that we feel we can at any given moment. Yes, we make good decisions. Yes, we make bad ones. Yes, we make okay, half-assed decisions. But it's getting made in that moment. I used to wish that I could change so many things that I've done. Cringy moments I had just talking, telling horrible jokes. The drunk nights I had when I was out there cutting up. And every time I laugh like Kawhi Leonard and no one says anything. Y'all don't say that. Y'all are not my real friends. All we can do is be present and let that shit go. And it'll help relieve some of that weight off our back. But when it comes to giving yourself grace and forgiving yourself for maybe not getting things done as fast as you want to do, but got them done. Or maybe you didn't work out as soon as you woke up this morning, but there's still the rest of the day, giving yourself that grace. But these things that are on your back, like don't just think just because we're letting it go, it means it didn't happen or we're ignoring it. You know, giving yourself grace doesn't mean we're ignoring the problem, but we're acknowledging it, facing it head on, realizing, you know what, I'm human. I did the best that I could do in that moment. Or if you didn't do the best that you could do in that moment, reflect. And be like, you know what? I could do better. This is what I could do better. But there's steps. There's levels to this. But how are we going to make progress weighed down? By letting go and lightening the load. Giving yourself and others some grace makes us feel so much better at the end of the day. All right. So I'm going to leave y'all with this quote. All right. I don't know the originator of the quote, but I heard it from Nipsey Hussle. I'm a huge fan of his music. And he said, would you rather be at peace with the world and at war with yourself, or at peace with yourself and at war with the world? And I really looked at that quote when it comes to the relevance of giving yourself grace, because we have to go internal. We have to go inside to fix how we view the outside, you know, how we view ourselves, how we interact with ourselves, love ourselves. That all ties together with how we interact and love other people, how we forgive other people, how we work with other people, the levels of emotional intelligence, the levels of being mindful, of making sure we're not just going through the motions and going through the program of our autopilot, you know, looking at ourselves in the mirror and just really acknowledging what's what, or letting it be and just experiencing that experience. All of this to say, congratulations for making it through 2020. Enjoy 2021. Regardless of what year it is, let's get it. Let's be out here. Practice being the best version of ourselves and give yourself some grace when you need to. Also have the discipline on your for yourself when you need to. It's not easy to have balance, but applying the principles to your life one day at a time, reading books, applying the things that we're learning from these books, or the knowledge and wisdom that we're gathering from other people. But with that knowledge and wisdom, have the discernment to be able to recognize if it is serving us or not. With that being said, I'm gonna get off, y'all. You know what it is. This next year is gonna be great. We have 3 episodes left in this season after this one. And then we're gonna revamp for the next season, and I'm gonna come out with some fire content. Y'all have a wonderful, amazing morning, afternoon, or evening, whatever it is, wherever it is you are.